Hello.
Pensez, mes amis. Welcome to Unseated Airwaves Fun Drive Edition. Welcome. My name is Danny, Métis Cree, and we are, actually, first.
And my name is Cooper, Red River Métis.
Oh, I should have thrown in the Red River in there.
Oh, yeah, why not? Where, never hurts.
Red Métis. C'est nous. But today's fun drive, which means we are asking you so ever so politely for money, because we're raising money for Discorder magazine.
Woo.
It's our first fun drive ever in the history of all of our fun drives that is just for Discorder magazine and not for the station, because last year you lovely people helped us meet our goal and we got a new transmitter.
Yay!
And we've already raised, I think, about 7,000 so far.
Wow.
So thank you, Mr. Nardwar, for some of that. But CITR is a part of UBC, which means that we are a part of the occupation state on unceded, ancestral, stolen, Hunkelmeenum-speaking Musqueam territory, who is currently represented by the Musqueam... Is it Musqueam First Nation or Musqueam Indian Band? I'm trying to... Through the Musqueam First Nation and / Musqueam Indian Band. They go by both, it seems. But their reserve is located just south of UBC. And, yeah, that's where they are represented by today. Because I feel like people leave that out of their land acknowledgements. They're just like, yeah, this is the territory. But that's what that actually means. And we broadcast all the way out to the also unceded, also ancestral, also stolen territories of the Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish people in the city that has been colonially labeled as Vancouver. So, after we play another song for you, we'll do Redskin Girl. If you don't recognize it based off the title, you probably will once we play it. But we're going to show you some love today, and we hope that you will show us some love in return, dearest listener.
Aww.
Move in a good way. Give us a handshake. You know, maybe some handshakes involved. I don't know if any of you even know what that means, but any of you listeners, you know. Ceremony handshake with the money.
Okay.
Give us a nice little handshake. Here's Redskin Girl, and then we'll come back with some Indian love poems by Tennille K. Campbell.
Hey!
Okay, okay.
Hello, Discorder, that Night Fever magazine.
From CITR 101.9 FM is asking for you for your support to...
keep us moving in a good way for years to come.
Funds raised this year will go toward...
supporting the magazine's continued presence...
as a community resource and platform for...
underrepresented voices and artists through...
its three major access points.
Distribution, digitization, and preservation.
The $20,000 we raise, or 2,000, how do you say numbers?
20,000,
yep. Okay.
Trust yourself.
Thanks. We raise this year will support...
the preservation of Discorder's physical archive, allowing us to maintain...
its rich, and celebrate its rich history.
The expansion of the magazine's distribution to reach more readers.
The development of a dedicated website to improve access and engagement with its content.
Yeah. Go to donate2citr.ca if you want to send some bones our way to help us keep on running Discorder magazine. And if you're curious, what's this old rag from CITR? Why should I care? This is a great time for me to plug my account, discorder.archives, if you want to see the interviews we did with bands like Nirvana, Green Day, people like Grimes, Mac DeMarco. There's just so much cool stuff, a lot of queer history, alternative subculture history in Vancouver. Check out that Instagram account, and then you might see why you want to help us preserve those wonderful, wonderful archives, showing alternative communities across Vancouver from February 83 till present. So now we're going to read off some Indian love poems with our own diction, you know, by Tennille K. Campbell. So this is a series that she's done for a while, hashtag Indian love poems. So we'll start with this one. I don't know what this one's number is, but that's okay.
My tongue is not sweet. My words will sometimes cut. I will never be anyone's favorite. Anything but my love for you, my beautiful native girls, as reliable as the wild strawberries, coming early summer, as everlasting as the clear water running off white mountaintops.
So pretty. Then this one's more silly. Number 671. I play with his braids. One tooth missing, but he's still cute. Used to. Powwow took to the bottle. Now he only dances in my bed. And there's some other ones. There's another one that I had. This one isn't a hashtag Indian love poem. I just felt the love seeping out of it. But it's another one of her poems. I found a sister, a cross-blood memory. Camera in hand, laughter rising. Fresh ink settling. She reminds me to walk true. Because eyes are watching, that kindness is an action filled with feasting and gifting, and that family is family, from desert sands to boreal forests, Dine to Dene, we are the stories our ancestors passed down. So beautiful, but also Dine to Dene eats.
Yeah.
Because I try, every time I pronounce the two, I always try and make such a clear distinction, because they're so far from each other. But I love that. Dine to Dene. Like, boreal forest to desert sands. I love that. And then we found... I think we might tease this until after this break. But don't go anywhere if you want to hear some native pickup lines from this amazing Tumblr blog.
You don't want to miss out.
You don't. Can I even, like... pitch the link. I think if you just look up native pickup lines and then go to She's Too Res For You Bro Tumblr.
That's to the number for the number and you the letter.
Yeah, exactly. It's so good. The winner of funniest native Tumblr.
Wow.
Yeah, it's real deadly. It's like the deadliest Twitter I've ever seen. Come in, Francis, but of course. Yeah, deadliest Tumblr in the world. Check it out.
If only there was visuals to radio.
If only I could just know I'm transmitting this amazing old internet, like, art into your brain. But you'll be hearing from this king in a bit. Maybe I'll give you a preview of, like, one of these.
I am Mingle right now. The first time I saw you was like first time winning the jackpot at Mingle. Unforgettable. You're like the perfect Indian taco.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is ours!
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we!
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only
DJ Bruja, and the other one and only
DJ D-Rod.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, el momento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content.
DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession. Catch us every other Sunday at 5 p.m. Besitos!
Hola, hola, wonderful listeners of CITR and readers of Discorder magazine. This is DJ D-Rod from your favorite show, Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR and Discorder, the one time each year where we ask for your fiery support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. This year, we are putting the spotlight on our beloved Discorder, which has been keeping us connected to the city's artists, activists, freaks and nerds since 1983. I love CITR and Discorder because they are not only incredible platforms, but also lifelines to our communities. And I mean, the vibrancy and diversity of our programming is unlike any other. The art, the music, the writing, the shows and hosts. Well, it's time to throw your fuel on the raging Discorder Inferno by supporting this year's Fun Drive. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit donate2citr.ca to donate. Thank you so much. See ya.
Disco is more on the floor. Discorder is so much more. It's 439 issues over 41 years, Zach. And Discorder is so much more than that.
Discorder magazine offers a platform for emerging writers, freaks, illustrators, divas, photographers, critics, etc. Who other than Discorder magazine is showing up to platform these aspiring journalists and artists?
Of equal importance are the artists, activists, and community builders, the aforementioned contributors profile. For many local artists, Discorder magazine is the first place their work is given any ink.
In 2024, Discorder Mag published work from 75 illustrators, 36 photographers, 76 artists. And if you do the math, you don't have to because we will. That's 186 contributors.
In Discorder's six issues this year, it covered 14 musicians, 13 exhibitions, 8 writers, and 8 independent film reviews, and reviewed over 70 albums, podcasts, fashion shows, books, and comedy.
Woo!
Yeah!
Go to donate to CITR. That's it. You can give us money. Thank you. And you can get some swag. This is really fun. In case you're wondering what swag is, there's a pin, leg, there's a fanny pack, etc. Check it out.
That flag looks pretty cool.
Does seem pretty sick, doesn't it?
Yo!
Throwing you off, listener, to hear me with no reverb, and then these freaks and geeks over here.
What reverb?
This is normal. This is how I talk normally.
I'm just really far away.
This is a fever dream.
Okay, I think we're going to give you, dearest listeners, I'm going to give you 1 minute of native pickup lines. This guy will carry you away. But let me just say them first.
Let's get open.
Damn, baby. You're so hot. My TV is growing a second story.
Don't worry. Nobody's here. They're all playing bingo right now.
Hey girl, you had me at the 49 party.
Hey girl, you're a pretty good jingle dancer. How about you come back to my place and I'll show you what the fancy dance is all about. You're listening to Unceded Airwaves.
Yeah, you are.
Whoa.
Okay.
We're gonna leave you with this guy for one minute. Enjoy these pickup lines.
When I first saw you, I thought you were Cheyenne because I've been told they're the most beautiful natives, but I was wrong. If I was a chief, you would be my personal assistant. Damn girl, you got legs like a Mustang. Damn baby, your body's so hot. I wanna pour powder milk all over you and lick it off. Hey girl, I ain't no 2 minutes. I go by Indian time. Hey girl, you had me at the 49 party. When my grandfather saw you and said, woo-wee, woo-wee. Hot stuff right there. I knew I had to snag you.
If you want us to snag you, dearest listener, go to donate to CITR.ca and move in a good way, aho.
Damn, baby, you're so soft down there. Feels like rabbit skin. I had to gather all these beer cans to go on this date with you. Hey, baby.
Gather up your cans of twisted tea and take them down to the recycling depot. Give us a handshake, please. Donate to CITR.ca. If you want to support Natives on Mics, like you're hearing right now, some Natives on some mics, we're only able to do that because lovely, lovely donors like yourself, dearest listener, give us money. And that money lets us throw events, lets us buy ingredients for fry bread, like we did for our event like 2 weeks ago. But this Discorder is for Discorder Magazine. This fun drive is for Discorder Magazine, which also supports a ton of different Indigenous artists and media. And it's like one of the mags where I see a lot of Indigenous representation in music, and it makes me really happy. So help us do more of that, please. What else can we say to pitch to these dearest listeners? Let me give you one. Calling all super freaks. The blazing disco inferno that keeps CITR and Discorder Magazine alight needs to be fueled. We need your support to help us continue disco dancing our way into the hearts of the masses. This year, we're asking our community to throw their fuel on the Discorder inferno and help us reach $20,000, which we now only need, I think, $13,000
more. Wow.
Hell yeah.
If you let this happen, listener...
If you do this for us.
We can up our distribution. We can even have one at your house. One of your favorite clubs. Where would you like to see a Discorder? Call in. 604-822-2487.
Let us know where you'd like to see Discorder in the city.
Thoughts?
I agree.
What are your experiences with Discorder?
Discorder is epic. It should be everywhere. It's a great place if you're looking for new music to listen to because you can sit back and see what people are saying about new local tunes. And it also covers awesome events that happen around the town, like film screenings, comedy shows.
There's a calendar. You can see shows on the calendar.
Also the calendar for the radio shows, both radio shows and concerts.
We love organization.
Very helpful.
Pick up the issue. Read it.
For real, we have a fundraising specific issue out now, and you should totally check it out because it's pretty rocking. CITR 1.9. February 1983.
Always been free. You can help us keep it free. Boom.
Now we're gonna hit you with If I Wanted You Girl. The Ernest Monius. Rez Love Song Class.
Girl, what you want me to do? no doubt in my mind. I can give what you need. Just give me the time. Baby, listen to my heartbeat. If I wanted you, girl, would you want me to? If I needed you, girl, would you need me to? I can love you, girl, the whole night through. I can love you, girl, till the morning comes. Ain't no doubt in my mind. If I wanted you, girl, would you want me to? If I needed you, girl, would you need me to? If I wanted you, girl, would you want me to? If I needed you, girl, would you need me to?
To Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM in so-called Vancouver. We're trying to come and get your love, listener, this fun drive season. Discorder, that Night Fever magazine from CITR 101.9, is asking for your support to help keep us staying alive for years to come.
Funds raised this year will go towards supporting the magazine's continued presence as a community resource and platform for underrepresented voices and artists through its major three access points: distribution, digitization, and preservation.
The $20,000 that we raised this year is to help support the preservation of Discorder's physical archive, which lets us maintain and celebrate the rich and musical history of this city. It's also going to help us with expanding the magazine distribution, which is free, and it'll help reach more folks, and that you can get it from more locations around town.
And lastly, it's going to help us make a funky, awesome, epic swag website with improvements to access and engagement on the user design and content.
Very excited for that. Trust and believe, there's so much awesome things in there, and if we had an actually functioning, well website, you'd be able to find so much. Like, I wanted to mention one thing, but I forgot to add it to our document, that I found. Just one example of how Discorder has been documenting queer alternative subcultures for a really long time. I was curious, and I thought it would reap no results, but I, a wee two-spirit diva, was curious. And I command-F'd Two-Spirit in our online database. And I found, from July 1999, from our Loud and Queer Day of a queer radio event celebrating sexual diversity. So it was queer takeover of the airwaves from 10 a.m. until 4 a.m. Nardwar versus Dan Savage was live at that point. And there were two Two-Spirit specials. So one was called Half-Breeds, Homos, and Other Heroes, A Two-Spirited Perspective, again 1999, and then Two-Spirited Storytelling with Gordon DeFrenz. 1999, and that's in Discorder Magazine, which is what we're fundraising for. Mm-hmm. So if you think that's cool, that in 1999, Discorder and CITR had a queer takeover of the airwaves, and there were two Two-Spirit specials, then please help us continue doing things like that and preserving this history of queer alternative existence in this city and just presence in general. I found a lot of things in Discorder that are only documented in Discorder, like Girlapalooza, a Riot Girl Lollapalooza with Bikini Kill, Tribate, and many other very famous bands. And the only documentation of it, like photos and interviews, is Discorder that I found in there. And I'm just like, man, so please give us some money. Please come and get your love.
Hey, party people in the place to be. It's your dance champion Gak from Exploding Head Movies on Monday nights. Ah, yes. Do you know what time it is? From February 6th to February 13th, it's time to hustle because... Do the Fun Drive! 2025! Yes, it's Fun Drive time again, and we're asking for your support to keep the Disco and Discorder magazine going. CITR is the radio station you listen to, but for over 40 years, Discorder has been that raging magazine you've been reading that tells you what's going on here in Vancouver. Your donation will help get our new website up and running, a new physical archive of all our back issues, and expanded physical distribution across every dance floor of the Lower Mainland. Can you dig it? If you're in a position to contribute to the Discorder Inferno, please visit www.donate.CITR.ca today.
Hey, it's Everly from Dead Circle Haunt, a nature-based music show here on CITR. This week here at CITR, it's Fun Drive, the one time a year we ask you to support our programming with a donation, ideally in the name of your favorite show, Dead Circle Haunt.
Look, we're asking for your support to help us keep local, independent, alternative voices on air. So if you can, please donate at donate2citr.ca.
I said yes to CITR because the programming and studio managers believed in me as a student. I was playing songs that had meaning to me and my passions of the outdoors and nature. I hope that's why you and your houseplants continue to tune in Thursdays at 5 p.m. to Dead Succulent Haunt.
If Dead Succulent Haunt has meant something to you, if CITR is your preferred station here in Vancouver, support us at donate2citr.ca. That way we can continue our presence as a community resource and platform for underrepresented voices and artists.
On behalf of Dead Succulent Haunt, I thank you for listening, and now back to the music.
Hello. Welcome back. So we're going to talk a little bit more about why you should go to donatetocitr.ca and give us your banking information. Here's a lovely, lovely message from our current station manager, Jasper Sloaniep. You should check out his music also. The Student Radio Society of the University of British Columbia published Volume 1, Number 1 of Discorder, a guide to CITR FM 102 in February 1983, exactly 42 years ago. Circulation of the inaugural issue was a whopping 25,000 copies, and excluding the front and back covers, the magazine contained 7 pages. Flipping through this high-res scan, I was pleased to see ads from some familiar places, such as Zulu Records and the Commodore Ballroom. But mostly, the 7-digit phone numbers and references to West Berlin gave me the direct sense that I was peering into history.
Today marks the start, well, not today, but February 6th marks the start of CITR and Discorder's annual fund drive, where our goal is to raise $20,000 to help support our beloved magazine. If you want to read more about how we're going to use those funds, you can go to donatetocitr.ca. But Fund Drive isn't just about money. What is it about?
It reflects why we are part of CITR and Discorder. Reflecting on why we are part of CITR and Discorder matters just as much, and if you are reading this, you are a part of CITR and Discorder in one way or another. I have been, he has been involved in CITR and Discorder for 5.7% of its existence. I'm sure many of you can claim a higher figure, but I hope that you will indulge him in extrapolating from his meager 5.7% to generalize about the remaining 94.3% of this organization's history with which he has no direct experience. But here goes.
This, all of this, only works because people such as ourselves care. That was true 87 years ago when UBC Radio became an official club, and it was true in 1983 when Discorder joined the party. And it's true now in 2025.
For the next little bit until... When's the end of Fund Drive?
13th.
February 13th. Everybody here at CITR is going to be promoting our fund drive as a way of giving back, not only to the organization, but also all the people who have contributed to CITR and Discorder and have cared and have put in time and creativity and love in all this time before us. And so we hope that you can join us in the celebration of weird and strange, wonderful experimentations in whatever way that makes sense to you. That could be listening, tuning in. I could also be coming by the station. We have events happening all week. You can look at the CITR exec Instagram.
Yeah, if and you at do Fanta Records, yep, at CITR.exec. That's uh-huh. Where you'll see what's going on.
Today, for example, the Divas bedazzled. They bedazzled.
So we discoified.
There's a Just Dance happening on Wednesday, I believe. So that'll be fun. And yeah.
There's also, I forget exactly when, but there's a workshop happening with our archivist in residence who, if you want to learn more about the Discorder magazine archives and the rich history in there, you can pull up. JT is going to be talking about why paper turns yellow and showing the differences in some of the old issues that were better preserved and some that weren't as well preserved and have gone super yellow. And it's going to be pretty awesome. Everything Discorder magazine. That's what's up here at CITR. So thank you, listener. I hope that was meaningful to you in some way. And I think we should get back to the pickup lines. I think we should try and work these around to work on you, listener. When I found this eagle feather, I gave it to you. When I saw these wildflowers, I picked them for you. When I caught this salmon, we ate it together. I'm not reading the rest of that. That is too explicit. But, listener, when I found you, I asked you for money. And you gave me money. Because I can't weaponize allyship here. But if you rock with Unseated Airwaves, please leave a donation. And let on donate to CITR.ca, you can let us know who prompted you to donate. And I can only hope they would be us here at Unseated Airwaves. You know, we're Nardwar endorsed, so if Nardwar endorses us, you probably should too. When I first saw you, my heart was beating like a fancy dance song, dear listener. Would you reciprocate this for me?
Damn, girl. You donated to CITR, and you were not wrong in doing so.
So true.
We'll do some spells or something, some secret native stuff that will send something good your way. Ooh. If you send us something. I swear. All in a good way, I hope.
Why don't you come back to my place and I'll show you my collection of Discorder magazine, and then you can donate at CITR.ca so that I can keep collecting Discorder magazine and you can keep seeing it when you come over.
That's so funny because I literally have a collection of Discorder magazine and I'm asking you guys to donate and I do literally have a collection. So help me keep my collection growing, please. Shout out to discorder.archives on Instagram. Again, if you want to see why we are so passionate about Discorder magazine, which both Francis and I have written for. How many times?
Three for me.
Three for Francis. I think three also for me. So we're triple Discorder. Yeah.
Three for three.
So if you want to help continue, if you want to see Discorder continue to give poor folk like us a voice to talk on some pages, That would be really awesome. And again, that Instagram account is a great way to see why Discorder is something worth supporting. There's so much history. Maybe, I'll read off some other things that I found in here. There's some that people have said your stories. So here's one. Skinny Puppy, the band, if you're familiar, is from Vancouver and just really known in alternative music scene in general. And through the Instagram account covering the Discorder archives, I learned, after I posted a Skinny Puppy interview, that they mailed a box of human feces to the station as a result of their, the review someone gave them in Discorder magazine.
Whoa.
Yeah. So if Discorder magazine can prompt feelings so strong that someone would box up some poop to send to us, you can put in some numbers on a form. Please.
I just realized this is Tumblr.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about she's2resforyoubro.tumblr.com. Mm-hmm. Please go on there. Check this guy out. I think we might leave you in his care for another minute or so. He'll take care of you for sure. Again, I really wish we had visuals to share with you. But just know, he looks like he'd bring the mattress out to the living room for you and put up the good curtains.
I found a seagull feather. I gave it to you. When I caught it, I knew we were going to have sex that night. Damn, girl, you're so hot. You're making me speak my native tongue. Hey, don't worry. We're second cousins, you know. When I first saw you, my heart was beating like a fancy dance song. So there you go, you young bucks out there. I hope you snag that beautiful native.
You could snag these beautiful natives and ally if you go to dinner.
Ally!
You could go to donate to CITR.ca. Please, and say that Unseated Airwaves sent you. And yeah, I think we'll play you some more love songs. We might come on in between to pitch just even more, just a little bit more. But do we have any ones that anybody really wants to hear? Native love songs. Just throwing that out there, because I do have some. But just in case you had one that you were really hoping to hear, one that's iconic to you, we're turning up nothing.
Mm-mm. Love song?
Let's go with Red Rock Woman by Young Spirit. I remember seeing someone on Instagram stories flexing, and like they put like in the like Instagram the text on the story, it was like, "You guys could never," and it was like Red Rock Woman live. It was like it's such a flex. So just know that this is the kind of song that someone would flex on Instagram stories that they got to hear live. Becca!
Oh, my honey, I will be.
Métis politics.
Is that child?
We'll see.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up? Hello. Thank you for listening. I hope that maybe one person out there went on donate2citr.ca and chose to donate just a little bit. Please.
Please, putty, please, putty, putty, please.
Please donate, help this quarter magazine stay alive.
Donate
CITO.ca. Hello, Ines. Oh, the drain sweater is so good. Okay, please donate to CITR.ca, and Ines will carry you into the next realm after you depart ours.
Meow. So.
Meow.
For real.
Palestine or nothing. Come here because you love Palestine and Palestine only. Thank you.
Turtle Island to Palestine. Yay. Occupation is a crime.
From the river to the sea, baby.
Thank you for listening to Unceded Airwaves today. Bye.
Wait, can I threaten them?
Yeah.
Tune in. Do it. Tune in. Do it or else. Or else I will find you. Tune in.
Dan Mangan, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university areas.
From 1951 to 1992, First Nation and Inuit children were placed in non-Indigenous communities to live in private homes to attend school. If you or someone you know participated in this program, compensation may be available. For details, please visit boardinghomesclassaction.com or call 1-888-499-1144 for details on eligibility.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.